Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Papers. Married, house, baby, done.
It's fascinating who's being given the credit for the success of Baby Done. Executive producer Taika Waititi, of course, guest stars like Rachel House and Madeline Sami, and of course the lead, the very popular Rose Matafeo, have all been name-checked, and fair enough.
I just really want my old life back. I'm really scared.
You're going to be such a good mom.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand-up comedian Rose certainly shows an impressive range as a straight actor in the film. But most of the credit should go to husband and wife team Curtis Val, who directed it, and Sophie Henderson, who wrote it.
What is something you think you're going to regret not doing?
I regret not doing drugs. I didn't mean to skip drugs, it just no one ever offered.
Sophie and Curtis made a little gem a few years ago called Fantail, which is one of my top five New Zealand films ever. The reason there was such a gap between that and this is they found themselves dropping everything to have a baby. Hence this story.
Are you pregnant?
You're supposed to love me no matter what.
Yeah, well, you're making it impossible.
Do you want to just take a moment and come back later?
Just one more. Is that good? No, it's not good.
Rose and English actor Matthew Lewis, yes, he was Neville Longbottom in Harry Potter, and no, he's nothing like that in this. Anyway, they play longtime couple Zoe and Tim, who work as arborists, tree fellas to me, and are, shall we say, a bit competitive, even at a baby shower.
Oh my God. Gonna win all the games.
When you two having kids?
Zoe in particular has no interest in having kids because she's got far too many things to do, like competing in the world tree climbing comps in Canada shortly. I have no idea if this is a real thing or not, but if it isn't, it should be. And then there's a hiccup.
Do you wish you were pregnant?
No.
Congratulations.
Tapeworm can cause false positive pregnancy tests.
It's not a tapeworm, it's a baby.
It's not a tapeworm, it's a baby, is one of the great movie quotes of the year. Tim may suddenly become a bit clucky over the good news, but Zoe refuses to allow mere pregnancy to get in the way of her dreams. Dream one still being serious redwood climbing, baby or not.
Oh my God! Let's make a list of the wildest things we need to do before the baby comes.
I can't let you climb.
I can do anything pregnant.
It is every having a baby story turned on its head, and it won't work if we don't absolutely buy Rose Matafeo and Matthew Lewis as a couple. Chemistry can be elusive. Remember Rhys Darby and Sally Hawkins in Lovebirds? Well, Rose and Matthew are the opposite of that.
Would you join me for the craziest night of your life?
Hey, Tim, how are you?
You've gone mental, Zoe. One of us has to get ready.
Aren't you a bit tired of just being so responsible?
Zoe in particular could be the most irritating character as she creates a pre-baby bucket list for both her and Tim and then tries to cram a lifetime's desperate fun into a few weeks. But it's hard not to love her thanks to a tailor-made script and some strong supporting characters.
She's not feeling the right feelings.
Well, she's not a regular pregnant woman.
You're a baby having a baby.
Madeline Sami and Rachel House are both great, as always, with a total of about a dozen lines between them, I should add, but there's an embarrassment of other riches. So many that even the omnipresent Tom Sainsbury is relegated to a blink-and-you-miss-him appearance as an expectant father.
Are you just here by yourself?
No, she's meeting me here.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
We're supposed to be living our dreams together.
You can't keep acting like nothing's changed.
Recently, we've had a flurry of New Zealand comedies on the big and small screens. Their default position has often been a bit blokey and jokey, even women-driven projects like The Breaker Upperas. The gags are the point, and the characters just devices for delivering them.
It's like you're obsessed with being a dad.
Well, when the leaves start falling off that tree, we're going to have a baby.
But Baby Dunn isn't that. It's very funny, but the funny comes from the characters. Sophie Henderson's script is smart and unpredictable, and at its heart, like Fantail, it's all about people we care about.
Should we get married?
No. You nearly got me then. That was good.
And not just Zoe and Tim, but at least a dozen others, any of whom could have had their own movie. This isn't just a good comedy. Against quite a bit of strong competition, Curtis Fowle has produced my favourite New Zealand film this year.
Do you want me to call someone?
I think I've forgotten how to be me, and I need you to remind me. Sorry, he cries when I cry.
Don't look at me!
Don't look at me!
Oh my God!
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.